This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, December 9th, 2024. It's another beautiful day to have you up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app. Might be listening on demand by podcast or watching on social media. And if you're watching on social media, well, first off, thank you for being there. And second, yes, I can explain the background. It's virtual. That's it. It's Greg Bach is here. He'll back me up on this. You know, those green screens. Mm-hmm. I just asked for generic hotel room backdrop.
Yep.
And that's what I got.
Yep.
It's from the Lyerly, the Lyerly collection of backdrops.
Available at Target.
Yeah, right. Been on the road. It was a good weekend, extending it just a little bit, but taking a little time here to connect on what's happening in the news today. We'll tell you about what's on the show in just a bit. But now that I got Mr. Bach to back me up on the generic, you know, backdrop, we can ask how his weekend was. Hey, Greg, how was your weekend?
It was a flurry, blurry, scurry, Murray, Bill, Joel, and Bob Murray. Just it was a fast and furious 1 through 10. Before I knew it, I was in bed last night. I just
now you've got us all teased. Like what was all
nothing,
of it? Give us a sample.
Nothing interesting. That's the thing. That's like I didn't fight crime or enforce justice. I did stuff. I had to work at the club, and then it was, you know, we went to go get my mother-in-law's Christmas tree, which was the fastest we ever done that. Went to a lovely restaurant in Racine called. Can't remember right now, but when I remember,
that's a weird name for a restaurant.
Yeah, you know, I'm a weird guy like that. Uh-huh. But yeah. It had very good food. It was called Marguerite, very delicious brunch. Then we had a show on Sunday night. Then I got home, played with the dog, fell asleep with my head on my dog and her like paws entangled in my arm.
Aww.
And then I woke up and I was like, I gotta go to bed.
And took a 2-hour nap, and here you are.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, good. No, it sounds like a great weekend. Hope everybody else's weekend. The weather, certainly different.
Oh, my very God.
Different. You know, I put these temperatures up on screen, and they all were in the teens on Friday.
Yeah.
And here's how they look right now. 30 in Chippewa Falls, 30 in Hayward, 37 in Wausau. La Crosse is at 31, Amory 32. It's 34 in Rapids. And now get it from here. Green Bay 42, Madison 41, Waukesha 43, and in Radio Park in Racine, where Greg is, it's 49 degrees right now. It's almost 50 degrees where you are. I had to put your camera back on to make sure. Nope, that's still in the t-shirt. Okay, I know it was winter, but, you know.
I brought the jacket, but I carried the jacket in.
Carried the jacket in. Very, yeah. Very good call out of you.
Yeah.
Alicia says, oh, we all give the collective awe for Greg. A lot of love there. And Jeff writes in the Facebook comments, great picture during the commercial breaks. That's Lake Wissota. That was my fall picture of Lake Wissota out the backyard. But clearly I've got to get that freshened up for the pending winter time.
It's so gorgeous, man. I can't believe you get to live there. It's so jealous.
I say that sometimes too. And yeah, our 30th year of living on Lake Wissota. And it never gets old. Yeah. Well, sometimes in the deepest, darkest days of winter, when you can't see the lake, you know, because of blowing snow or darkness. But other than that, it's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah. My wife and I, when we were looking for houses, we were trying so hard to get, we kept on saying, Lake Livin', we want Lake Livin', but it just wasn't happening. It wasn't in the cards.
Interesting for us, that is not what we were seeking when we moved to Chippewa Falls. Yeah. Sherry was setting up her practice, and the only requirement being an OBGYN was to live within 5 minutes of the hospital.
Yeah.
And we actually looked at one or two other houses first, And this one was like our third choice. It has since been remodeled, you know, much more to look like us, you know, and be upgraded and show, you know, and things like that. But we look back at it now and go, God, we were young little idiots. We were just not appreciating you're living on a lake.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like,
but we weren't thinking about a dock and a boat and everything else. But boy, once you're there, how do you ever go back?
I would never, ever go back. And then I would definitely buy a pontoon boat and my life would become lake living pontoon boat captain.
Oh, and it's definitely got its moments, let me tell you. Not now, not anytime soon, but no. Spring will come back. And when it does, yes, the pontoon, the captain's hat will come back out. You can reach the show today to tell us your own plans for lake living or winter at 855-75-CIVIC. Again, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us or call us through the Civic Media app. Or if you're watching on social media, put something in the comment section like some of our friends do every morning, and we'll put it up there. All right, I should backtrack and tell you what we've got coming up on the program here. We're going to start with talking about the many, many ways that President-elect Trump continues to pass along false information. You might call it lying. More people should. Most recently in his appearance yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. And you may say, hey, does it matter? Well, look, the election may be over, but I mean, who doesn't think there's still room for the truth to be told now and then? So we're going to correct some of the record, even if NBC's Kristen Welker was either too rushed or unable to do the same. We'll visit with Up North News reporter Selena Heller coming up. It is Monday, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly should be joining us as well. And then at 7:30, we're really going to embrace our political nerd. Some folks will be very appreciative of what is essentially, you know, going to be an inside baseball conversation. Others might enjoy having the curtain pulled back and take a look at campaigns. We're going to be talking to Michael Jarecki. He's been a campaign manager, campaign staffer on lots of campaigns, some in Wisconsin, some in other states, because it's a rather nomadic lifestyle. As you go from place to place where campaigns are hiring, you learn the race, you learn the candidate. Is there a better way to do this? And by the way, not just for the campaign managers and the volunteers, but people who work for progressive groups year-round as volunteers or as staffers. Is there a better way to talk to folks than just parachuting in for the final 2 months before an election and having saturation coverage of political ads? Maybe there's a way to change that. Michael Jarecki is one of several people who've been trying to rethink the model and have ways that would benefit campaigns, but also would benefit the media landscape out there, for example, not to mention the community organizing that should be happening year round. So that's our discussion coming up at 7:30. We hope that you will enjoy that as well. Obviously, we're going to have today's history lesson too, Brittany's forecast, and so much more along the way. But at 6:14 right now, let's cover sports. Greg, I did not see the final Bears score. I don't believe it went very well for them. What the final score turn out to be?
San Francisco 38, Bears 13.
Roar! Oh dear. Okay. Yeah, that didn't go well for them. I didn't get to it because I watched a couple of different times the doink that won the AFC West for the Kansas City Chiefs playing their game against the LA Chargers, and had to kick a field goal as time expired, and it hit the upright, and you hear this loud doink, but as it bounced off the left upright, it went through, and it was good.
There you go.
And Kansas City gets another walk-off win.
I watched them barely win against the Raiders on the Friday after Thanksgiving. I mean, yeah, when you look at it from a 30,000-foot view, you're like, oh, wow, they're 12-1 now. Amazing. You're like, yeah, but some of those should be like 11.5, 10.4, you know.
Yes. Yep. But, you know, in their mind, hey, a win is a win. So, you know, they will take it.
Yeah.
The Vikings won as well. So, again, the Packers are behind them in the wild card standings, but still very much in the chase for a wild card spot.
Yeah.
The big baseball news was that Willie Adames is gone. Willie Adames signed with the San Francisco Giants.
For how much, Pat?
A $182 million deal for 7 years. Now he's 29. He's in his prime. It is the richest deal in San Francisco Giants history. The Giants are now led by their former catcher, Buster Posey, now runs the front office. And, you know, good for Willie. This is a kid who he signed at the age of 16, straight out of the Dominican Republic back in 2012. Yeah. So this is a real Cinderella story for him. Meanwhile, in other free agent signings, the big one, Juan Soto, was signed by the New York Mets, reportedly. You know, David Stearns, who used to be with the Brewers.
Yeah.
And let me make sure I get the number right here, because somebody put this on the interwebs. David Stearns just spent more money on Juan Soto, $765 million.
What?
Than all of his Brewer signings combined, which comes out to $610 million. For all of his years with the Brewers, all the signings, he just spent that and more, because I believe the Mets are led by a hedge fund manager who's got more money than God. So,
and those guys like to win.
Oh, yeah, those Mets, they're winning all the time for all that money that they're spending, you know?
I think it's interesting that you use the Cinderella story for Willie's, you know, his, you know, great, good on him. He got it. There was no chance the Brewers were going to even come close to competing
in
that.
No.
Like his is a Cinderella story. And as usual for the Brewers, ours is the pumpkin at midnight.
Well, ours is the, we get you, you know, if we're lucky, like we were with Willie Adames, you identify somebody right before they're at their peak, you get them as they blossom into their peak, and then you watch them fly away.
Or like with CeCe Sabathia, we're like, well, how do we get this guy? Bye. Oh, he's gone already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. The college football playoffs came out, and believe it or not, and I don't follow this closely, but I thought for sure they'd really kind of screw over one of the colleges to fit Alabama in.
Yeah.
They actually left Alabama out of it. So that makes me happy. Now I can go back to just ignoring the rest of college football. Let's see. Now the Packers don't play until next Sunday night at Seattle. And as for the Bucs, they won yesterday. Giannis had 34 points. Let's see. Damian Lillard had 15 points. Bobby Portis added 23 as the Bucks won for the 10th time in the last 13 games and snapped a two-game losing streak by beating the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday, 118-113. And I know you're saying, hey, Pat, what about that NBA in-season tournament cup? That ever-important cup? That's tomorrow. There will be a quarterfinal at the Fiserv Forum as the Bucks host Orlando.
Well, Pat, what about the cup? What about the cup, Pat? Why aren't you talking about the cup?
Nope, that's it. That's all the sports we got for you right now. We'll take a pause here, and then we'll unpack some of the news coming up next on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The famous soundtrack to Charlie Brown Christmas from Vince Guaraldi is part of today's history lesson. Coming up in a half hour from now on Up North News Radio, I wanted to pass along one comment. We told you at 7:30 we're going to be talking about campaign managers and volunteers and staff, and can we do this in a better way? And Alicia, who recently ran for legislature, puts up on YouTube, oh, dang, yes. Campaign managers need the help. Year-round training, I think, would be a good thing. So, again, just a little tease of what we're going to be discussing coming up in just a little bit here on Up North News Radio. A couple of more sports updates at 6:22. The fifth-ranked Marquette men's basketball team maintained its reputation as a national leader in steals, forcing the Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday into 16 turnovers on the way to a Marquette victory, 88-74. The Badger men are now 8-2 after dropping back-to-back games. They will next play tomorrow night in Illinois, and you will be able to hear that game on stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine Kenosha, Richland Center, and the Civic Media app. The Badger women's basketball team beat Rutgers at the Kohl Center yesterday to go to 8-2. They will next play Wednesday in Indianapolis against Butler. The top-ranked Badger women's hockey team swept Minnesota State in Mankato. They're now on a holiday break. They will host Ohio State on January 2nd. And then 2 days later, they'll play Ohio State again, but at Wrigley Field in Chicago. It'll be the only women's hockey game in what they're calling the Frozen Confines Tournament, along with three men's college hockey games, including the Badger men, who will take on Michigan State, and that also will be on January 4th. The Badger men, by the way, split over the weekend with Michigan State to go 6-9 on the season. They will next play at Michigan this coming Friday and Saturday nights, and you'll be able to hear that game on 97.5. WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's see. I also wanted to get, the Badger women's volleyball team. The NCAA tournament got underway over the weekend. And let's see, they are number two seed in their regional. They're now going to the regional semifinals. The number one seed in that region is Nebraska. So if the Badger women want to make it to the Final Four in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament, they may have to get through Nebraska. But first, they have to play Texas A&M this Friday at 6 p.m. If they win that game, they'll play Sunday, taking on either Nebraska or Dayton, depending on that regional semifinal. The Marquette women are a 5 seed in the tournament. They also advanced to the regional bracket, and their Friday matchup is with their region's number one seed, the host, Penn State. There's an update on your sports at 624. The Up North News daily newsletter, always available by signing up at our website. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the top banner. And Christina Lurie's got something today about the Kringle, Wisconsin's state pastry. Although its history goes back some 200 years, Danish immigrants brought the recipe to the Racine area. And you can learn all about how it's made and some of the more popular places to get it. And, of course, so much more in our newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. So I wanted to take a couple of minutes here to note that President-elect Trump was on Meet the Press. And Kristen Welker, who now hosts it, and again, I don't take any joy in saying this. Kristen Welker was a very admirable White House correspondent and a host of the Today Show. Hosting Meet the Press or any of these live interview shows with politicians, especially in this day and age, you have to be just a rapid-fire encyclopedia of comebacks and follow-ups. And obviously, the gold standard for that was Tim Russert. But far too often, people are allowed, Trump, of course, especially, to more or less make up things. And you try to fact check, but he throws so much out there, so much misinformation so quickly that, frankly, it's hard to keep up with it all. But here's a couple of highlights of what he had to say. This is a great example. Trump talking all the time about the need to lock up Liz Cheney and lock up other political opponents. But like any good mob boss, he doesn't say to one of his henchmen, go rob the bank. He simply says, look at that nice bank. It'd be a shame if something happened. Listen to him talking about locking up his opponents now.
Because what you're saying is significant. Because you wrote on Truth Social in 2023 that you're going to appoint a real special prosecutor to go after Joe Biden. Now you're saying you're not going to do that.
I will say this. No, I'm not doing that unless I find something that I think is reasonable. But that's not going to be my decision. That's going to be Pam Bondi's decision and, to a different extent, Kash Patel.
So maybe— and again, those are his choices to lead to be attorney general and to lead the FBI. And these are people who are absolutely fit the definition of henchmen, who know what Donald Trump wants, does not need him to say it directly, but will do the things that are anathema to democracy. That would include things like deporting American citizens. But Trump again indicated that he is willing to do that in order to engage in, you know, what some critics have called virtual ethnic cleansing plans of his. Here he is being asked about deporting citizens, people who were born here and are here legally.
4 million families in America who have mixed immigration status. So I'm talking about parents who might be here illegally, but the kids are here legally. Your borders are
talking about separation.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are two aspects to this. Your borders are, Tom Homan said, they can be deported together. Correct. Is that the plan?
Well, that way you keep the I don't want to be breaking up families. So the only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back.
Even kids who are here legally?
Well, what you're going to do if they want to stay with the father? Look, we have to have rules and regulations. You can always find something out like, you know, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. I'll tell you what's going to be horrible. When we take a wonderful young woman who's with a criminal and they show the woman, and she could stay by the law, but they show the woman being taken out, or they want her out and your cameras are focused on her as she's crying, as she's being taken out of our country. And then the public turns against us. But we have to do our job. And you have to
we have to do our job. What is the job? The job appears to be, you know, the very lowest forms of, well, how did I think Alicia put it on Facebook properly? It's like Donald Trump's own personal Gestapo. That these are people that he does not want in the country who may be law-abiding citizens, or I'm sorry, maybe law-abiding undocumented immigrants. But because of that, that's where their priority is going to go, rather than, you know, creating jobs, building up the middle class. We'll talk more about this throughout the morning. Dr. Kristen Lierley should be joining us on the way. This is Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Go on, do the dance with Y and M and the C. Yeah. We'll tell you why YMCA is in today's history lesson coming up in a bit, but it seemed the perfectly upbeat way to bring in one of the favorite people from the village of De Pere. That's as close to village people as she gets, is one Kristen Lierley. Dr. Lierley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Technically, it's the town of Ledgeview, but hey, what a great way to wake up on a Monday morning.
I know, but you know, at least De Pere, you can go D-E-P-E, there's Ledgeview. Yeah. It's fun to live in the L-E-D-G-E-V-I-E.
Do they call people from De Pere De People?
Now they will.
That's going to stick.
No, but here's a little insider note. It's not De Pere. It's De Pere. If you're from De Pere.
Oh, is this like Fonjolac and all the other?
Who calls it Fonjolac? Ugh. That sounds, I don't know.
That's how you
that
know.
That sounds like you're creepy, like, hello, I'm
Well,
my name's Ray.
No different
I'm from
than
Fonjolac.
No different than here. You know you're from Chippewa Falls if you're not pronouncing the E. You're from Chippewa.
Chippewa.
If you're Chippewa, going Chippewa, Chippewa, like no, you're not local. Chippewa.
But it almost feels like I can't say it because I'm not of the people of Chippewa Falls. You know what I mean? Like that feels like ingratiating myself with the common talk of the common folk.
I can make it. I'll make it bigger. I did not know that Milwaukee had an L in it growing up because it was Milwaukee.
Yes, exactly. Milwaukee. See, that's how you get Fonjolac and all the others.
But if you call it Racine, get out of my country. I can't handle that. No. Racine is a present progressive verb. Totally different.
There are folks, by the way, who want us to get to the point. We missed it last week. Happy birthday, Dr. Lierley, and we missed you, but we understand you were in friendly confines among friends.
Thank you. I was on a beach. and I turned off my phone, and it was delightful.
Like Sheboygan or?
No.
Okay.
Sheboygan Falls.
No, I was in Florida. Yeah. No, I was in Florida, and a little bit of sunshine is life-giving this time
of
year.
Yes, it is.
Oh, absolutely.
November and December are the gloomiest months in Wisconsin, by the way. I've looked that up. Mm-hmm. So just to get a little sunshine, that, like, I don't know about you guys, but that elevates my mood so much in these dark days.
There's a lot about being on a beach in Florida that can elevate your mood. I've been to South Beach. I know. In fact, I'm currently out of town. We were visiting friends. We're helping them. They're working on getting married overseas. It's a little destination wedding, and so we wanted to get together with them. But these are the same friends with whom what was supposed to be lunch at a place in South Beach. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, finally wrapped up at just before sunrise. South Beach is a fun place. You just can go from place to place and lose all track of time.
That was the story.
So yeah,
that was the story in Pat's head when he was like, "You can join us on Monday morning, or maybe not."
Yes, I was like, confidence was not high that we were going to see you, but you knew the invitation was there. Even if the visit went something like, "Hey,"
wow,
whatever the party was continuing. I'm glad it was fun. You've had quite a year.
Yeah, it's been it's great to be able to take a little bit of time and just take a few breaths and reflect on all the accomplishments and all the progress that we made, but also to make some Buckeye balls with the kids and sit around and do a crossword puzzle.
Buckeye balls.
Yeah, like we were saying on the break, it's not about the stuff, it's about the people.
Mm-hmm. Would that be the peanut butter cookies with the Hershey's Kiss on the top?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Butter and peanut butter with a little vanilla, and you make it into little balls, and then you dip it in chocolate.
It looks amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't think I've heard of this.
Oh, this is the...
I mean, Sherry's peanut butter balls are famous, but I've never heard of this version of chocolate-dipped balls of... What'd you say?
Sugar? Perfection?
Yeah.
Oh, did I mention the powdered sugar? Oh, yeah. It's powdered sugar and butter and peanut butter
powdered
and
sugar, butter, peanut butter, vanilla. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, baby.
When are you passing through next with maybe a tin of those? I don't know.
Thursday.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'll be standing along Highway 29 waving you off like, take a pit stop here. Hand over the Buckeye balls.
We call them peanut butter balls growing up, but the recipe calls them Buckeye balls because if you don't coat the top of it in chocolate, it looks like a chestnut or a Buckeye. And the Big Ten person in me does not want to call it Buckeye balls.
Right. Understandably.
Yeah. That's what the recipe says. So I should go back to peanut butter balls.
I don't know. These sound mighty good.
Just really good. Call them whatever you want. I'm going to eat them.
Yeah.
They're so good. They're so bad.
How go the holiday preparations otherwise?
Good. I have to be all done by Thursday because I hit the road on Thursday.
I hit the road for, more of that work thing, you know.
You know? I know.
I know. Work. But, you know, the way that you do this, and for folks, you know, behind the scenes, they you know, refer to them as locums, which, because you can't call a doc a temp. But,
right?
You know, the assignments come in different forms, and yours comes with so many days a month on in this faraway place, and then so many days off. And so you get these nice blocks of time, but it's blocks of time away from the home. So when you are home, you got to make the most of it.
But when I'm home, I'm home.
Yes.
And I can't get called away. And when I'm there, I'm totally there. Mm-hmm. And this is a rural community that should have 3 OBGYN doctors, and they only have one who lives in the community. So they're having to backfill with other doctors who can come in and help out because you need 24/7 call. You know, people come in labor all the time. So you always need somebody there who can deliver a baby. So for me, I've been doing this in this place. I'm like a regular because I've been there for over 2 years, but I still have the leisure of not being an employee, which is kind of nice.
It works great for you. And people would say, well, you know, that's a fine arrangement. Yeah, but you know, any locums at some point could say, I'm going to take a different assignment instead. And now that hospital is left in a lurch because of the shortage. And I'm pretty sure the last time you were on, it was either WAPACA or New London. We were talking about they were going to be dropping their labor and delivery services.
New London already did. WAPACA is working on it now. Medford did in October. I mean, the western part of the state, we lost, what, 3 hospitals last year? 3 labor and delivery services. Yeah, this is, obviously, it's a crisis. Across the country, it's a crisis. And we don't have the pipeline to fix it. Not with OBGYN doctors and not with family medicine doctors. That was a crisis we've had for, you know, over a decade. So we have so many fundamental problems with delivering healthcare. And, you know, who ends up suffering? Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Everybody. Yeah. Alicia notes on YouTube, the lack of care in rural areas is so sad. And yes, it is. And in some ways, I mean, it was predictable because of demographics, but in some ways also preventable. But that gets into another discussion about medical schools and how many slots they opened up and financial aid and everything else. It's just that we have to live with it now and try to avoid the things that exacerbate it, which is what you talked about all throughout your campaigns. Was the things that exacerbated, you know, talk about abortion bans and other things that like not taking the Medicaid expansion that make it even harder to provide health care in rural areas and frankly urban areas. Again, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, having hospitals completely shut down, you know, is the challenge that we have. And yet, Kristen, it's exacerbated by the fact that we once again will have in the White House Donald Trump, who we were in the midst of fact-checking him from his Meet the Press appearance yesterday. And we've got one more soundbite that we'll play in just a sec here. But I just want to say this from a media standpoint. I had seen on one of the social media sites a New York Times fact check of all the things that he got wrong on Meet the Press. But I went to the New York Times website to go find it. It was nowhere on the front page. And this is on the mobile version. Nowhere, scrolling all the way down, nowhere. The sections across the top, you know, sports and opinion and, you know, Christmas and all that, doesn't even list politics. And so you had to actually search Meet the Press to see it come up in the politics section, but the politics section. So, I mean, here's the incoming president telling falsehoods about tariffs and about immigration and about inflation and about his polling numbers. And yet from a New York Times standpoint, it's we'll bury it. No, nobody really needs to know or needs to care about that. And I know I say this all the time, but I think it's fair criticism. Tony notes on YouTube, the New York Times is a game and puzzle company now. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were with dinner last night with one of Sherry's medical school friends who lives out in the area that we're visiting now, out near D.C., and she was very excited to show us her new addiction is one of the New York Times games that she brings up and plays the game. And I'm just like, yeah, Tony, you're absolutely right. It's a different world out there now.
It is a different world. And it's not just the New York Times. It's all of these giant papers. And, you know, it's a tough spot because for the media, in order to get attention, they have to put things out there that people are interested in seeing. And with Donald Trump, it's just this constant litany of lies and ridiculous stuff. I couldn't watch Meet the Press yesterday. I almost always watch it, but I knew that she was doing this interview. And frankly, I just don't want to see it.
No, because again, I knew it wasn't going to be caught in real time. Rob puts up from Tigerton. I remember small towns like Tigerton, Clintonville, and Iola having hospitals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they once did. It was very different out there. So one more bite I want to play from Trump is talking again about birthright citizenship and Kristen Welker trying to pin him down, which again is kind of like nailing Jell-O to the wall. But here's his answer, because again, his whole fixation is about, you know, attacking people who are brown and black, and he just does not want them around. Here's the clip.
Citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
Well, we're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
That's not true.
We're the only country that has it.
Not true.
You know, if somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, Congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive action?
Well, if we can, through executive action. I was going to do it through
citizenship. No, and it's not true. We're not the only country that has birthright citizenship. He also claimed that tariffs cost Americans nothing. That's nowhere near true. He talked about the trade deficits with Canada and Mexico as subsidies. They're not subsidies. The entire Canadian deficit is with oil that comes here to be refined. That creates American jobs. And again, Kristen, we can go through this all the time. And people say, well, no, nobody cares anymore. I feel like, well, they're not going to care if we don't continue to take a little time like this and remind people that we should expect better of our elected officials.
You are absolutely right. And we are the people who have to have these conversations here on the ground. When the big national media organizations aren't going to handle it, we've got to have these conversations in Wisconsin and in our communities. I mean, do you know what the impact of these tariffs will be in Wisconsin on the dairy industry? Mm-hmm. Where does our milk go? It doesn't stay here in the United States. Much of it does, but much of it goes to Mexico and Canada and China. And the last time that Trump imposed tariffs on China, the dairy industry took a huge hit. So anticipate that if he again imposes these tariffs, the dairy industry will suffer. And that is one of the biggest drivers in our economy here in this state.
Yeah, it'll be both tariffs and any type of deportation, operation will again just wreak havoc on the farms here. And in the minute we've got left here, again at 7:30, we're going to talk to Michael Jarecki about campaign managers and training. I know you've had so many great people working on your campaigns over the past couple of years, but I'm sure you too would be interested to find out other ways to avoid just parachuting young people into these districts for a couple of months every couple of years.
Wouldn't it be fun to create a stable system?
Yeah.
Where people actually like built that sense of community and those relationships with the people who live there and followed through with the promises that they made? Like, isn't that the whole point?
It is the whole point. And so I'm glad some folks like Michael, and frankly, we may have to talk about that here in Wisconsin. If Ben Wickler were to get to be, chair of the DNC and we're looking for a new chair, that would be part of the discussion as well, as where does the state party go from here? So we will talk about that coming up at 7:30. But coming up next is today's history report, and Selena Heller will be.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I feel better now. Does everybody feel a sense of peace and calm? Because Charlie Brown is on the job. This is from the Charlie Brown Christmas special that premiered this day 59 years ago, 1965.
Wow.
It was not CBS did not call for the show. It was actually something that was commissioned by Coca-Cola. They were looking for a holiday show. They asked Charles Schulz it was a very famous comic strip at that point, if he would make an animated special. And Charlie Brown Christmas made its debut in place of The Munsters on CBS this night in 1965. Selena Heller from Up North News joins us as well. Ms. Heller, how are you?
I'm good. Christmas activities over the weekend. So
yes,
fun.
I know. Kristen was telling us about her treat. Did you make any holiday treats over the weekend?
Not yet. I got all the ingredients for fudge and stuff like that. So that's my go-to is fudge and cutesy treats.
And Whiskers needs a lot of loving this morning.
He does.
Whiskers is like, nope, you will hug me right now. That's it. On this day in 1964, John Coltrane's quartet recorded their greatest work, A Love Supreme, at a studio in New Jersey. They recorded the full 32-minute instant classic album in a single take.
Darn
happy birthday to Donny Osmond. Little Donny Osmond is 67 years old today. Aww. They introduce songs a little differently now. He does not sound like that anymore, by the way, just for the record.
I'm going to wear my purple socks as a tribute today.
Remember that Donny Osmond, he was like the one. When you thought of purple, you thought of Donny Osmond.
Really? Because I think of Jesus.
No? Wow, that was...
That was a Lent reference. Never mind. Okay. No.
Dame Judi Dench is 90 years old today. Dick Butkus, Chicago Bears legend, is 82 years old today. On this day in 1972, Helen Reddy became the first Australian to have a number one record in the U.S. I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to. Meanwhile, in 1851, the first ever Young Men's Christian Association in North America set up in Montreal.
Just had to step on her moment, didn't you?
Just had to, didn't I, with a little YMCA. That's why we were playing YMCA earlier, was the first YMCA was established this day in 1851. I don't know what they would have thought of the Village People back then. On this day in 1978, the number one song was by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards and Chic. On this day in 1972, Neil Diamond released the live double album Hot August Night from a concert that August, one of sold-out concerts at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. On this day in 1978, we mentioned that Chic here had the number one single. Also on that same day, the Blues Brothers released this single, the first off of their Blues Brothers album. Oh, I thought everybody was going to break out and dance, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, they're emulating Sam and Dave. Billy Joel began a 2-week run at the top of the charts on this day in 1989.
All right, there's an intro, everybody.
I was going to say, I clearly need to cue these things up better. On this day in 1983, Ed Meese, an advisor to President Reagan, summed up Reaganism perhaps better than its namesake when he said that soup kitchens and food pantries only exist, quote, because the food is free, and that's easier than paying for it. I would reference Tom Tiffany's comments from late last week and again say, you can't spell Dickensian. Moving on.
There it is.
It was on this day in 2008 that Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested by federal officials for attempting to sell Barack Obama's United States Senate seat that he was vacating as president-elect.
Hey, you guys need gold chains, gold watches, head dryers. You need a state senate seat. I got a state senate seat right here, man.
He has since been pardoned fully by President Donald Trump on his way out of office 4 years ago. So we got all that going for us. Selena, what are we going to hear in the coming up at the top of the next hour here among the stories you've been working on?
Oh, my goodness. Last night I talked with Marissa Bodie's father. Marissa Bodie is in Wicked. a little movie out right
now.
A
little movie out there making a couple of bucks. Yeah.
I thought you meant like, that's a weird name for a place in Wisconsin.
No, she's not in Wicked, Wisconsin. It's the movie. Yes.
Yes. Marissa is from Wisconsin. So that is why. And so we talked about, we talked an hour last night.
Oh, wow.
Just chatted. He told me all sorts of just fun info and just the ride that they've had over the last couple of years. And it was just so interesting and just neat to hear the story of what has all evolved over the past couple of years for that family.
All right. Well, sounds like I better get cracking during this news break and get those tapes uploaded to Greg so we can hear them. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Kristen, you're going to hang around?
I would love to.
All right. Do that. And then when we'll do that for the first half hour. And then coming up at 7:30, we'll talk to Michael Horecki and pick up that conversation about campaigns in Wisconsin and elsewhere and making them more full-time community-inspired activities on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.